Thoughtful Fireside Hour.
Walking along life's road one day, I heard a voice of freedom.
From Calvary Temple in Winnipeg, we bring you the regular Sunday night broadcast conducted by Pastor Watson Ardew.
The Gospel Fireside Hour. Calvary Temple, Winnipeg's Evangelistic Center, is on the air. Good evening, friends. We're back again for our little visit round the fireside. And doesn't the fire feel good on a night like this? How about the children? Gone to bed? God bless them. Those little men and women of tomorrow. How about the neighbors? Any of them dropped in? I just know they have in many of your homes. Well, we're coming in too, if you'll let us. For we count so much on this visit every Sunday night. And we count it a privilege to tell you of Jesus and his love. We have been so very happy in Calvary Temple today to have with us Evangelist Theodore Ness of Minneapolis. Mr. Ness is not only a preacher, but also a soloist and, I believe, one of the finest trombone players in gospel work. And Mr. Ness is playing a trombone solo at this time, Sunrise Tomorrow.
Thank you.
continue the Gospel Fireside Hour with Gerald Pass singing At the End of the Rope.
There'll be light in the sky from the palace on high when I come to the end of the road. Sweet relief from all care will be waiting me there when I come to the end of the road. When the long day's ended, the journey o'er, I shall enter that blessed abode. For the Savior I love will be waiting for me when I come to the end of the road. Every long weary mile I'll recount with a smile when I come to the end of the road. And the foes that beset, God will make me forget when I come to the end of the road. When the long day is ended, the journey is o'er, I shall enter that blessed abode. For the Savior I love will be waiting for me when I come to the end of the road.
And now evangelist Theodore Ness of Minneapolis plays another solo on his trombone. The fight is on.
Thank you.
radio friends next Sunday night by special request. We are going to repeat a broadcast that has been given before over some of these stations. Night scenes in the Bible. Tell your friends and be sure to listen. Now we hear the Gospel Fireside Hour male quartet singing Steal Away. People of the radio group gather around the microphone and they're singing a chorus that is very familiar in Calvary Temple. Wonderful Savior, Wonderful Friend.
Wonderful Savior, Wonderful Friend, Wonderful, Wonderful Life that never shall end. Wonderful prepare. Wonder of wonders, I shall be there. Wonderful Savior, Wonderful Friend, Wonderful Lord that never shall end. Wonderful home He's gone to prepare. Wonder of wonders, I shall be there.
Tonight, his excuses and their answers. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 14 and verse 18. They all, with one consent, began to make excuses. No doubt you remember this old story of the great supper that was prepared, and the excuses that were offered by some who were invited. The first man said, I have bought a piece of ground and must needs go and see it. Foolish man, Why didn't he look at it? Second man said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. Why didn't he prove the oxen before he bought them? The third man's excuse was the poorest of all. I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. I've often wondered why this man didn't take his wife with him, and both of them go to the great supper. We may think those excuses were ridiculous, and they certainly were, but do you know that the excuses people are giving today for not getting saved, not preparing for the great marriage supper of the Lamb, are just as ridiculous? Here's an excuse we often hear. I don't like our preacher. And as long as he is preaching, I'm not going to become a Christian. How foolish to take an attitude like that. And yet many, many do. My father, at this very moment, is in New York City. If a messenger boy came into Calvary Temple with a telegram from my father, what would you think of me if I said, I refuse to accept this message? Because I don't like the messenger. Say, I wouldn't care what the messenger was like. The important thing to me would be my father's message. And remember this, friend. The preacher is just God's messenger boy. And if you wait until you find the perfect preacher, you will never accept the message. You may find many flaws in some of us, but I challenge you to find one flaw in the one we represent. Here's another excuse. Some say there are so many things in the Bible and about God they cannot understand, and that they will never accept anything they do not understand. A man in Chicago gave me that excuse some time ago, and I said, Mister, can you understand how a black cow under a blue sky can eat green grass and then give white milk, and from that white milk they will make yellow butter? And a schoolboy will drink the white milk and eat the yellow butter, and they will grow red hair on the top of his head. I said, can you understand that? Well, he said, no, I can't. Well, I said, you believe it, don't you? Well, he said, I guess I have. And of course there are many things in the Bible and about God that you may not understand. For the Bible says that spiritual things are only spiritually discerned. But remember this. The way of salvation is made so plain that everyone who wants to know the truth can easily understand that much. An excuse that is often heard is this. If I become a Christian, I will have to give up my good times and won't be happy. What a mistake for anyone to think that. To give up tin to receive gold, to give up painted glass to receive diamonds, or to give up a shack for a mansion wouldn't take away your happiness, but would add to it. And friend, anything of a sinful nature that you give up for God will be made up to you many, many times. If you were dying of thirst and someone gave you water, or if you were dying of starvation and someone gave you bread, or if you were condemned to die and someone provided a pardon, you would not be unhappy, for nothing could make you happier. That's what real salvation is, finding the water of life, the bread of life, and receiving a pardon for our sins, the wages of which, if not forgiven, are death. The excuse some have given is that it is too hard to be a Christian. But friends, that's not so. The Bible says it is the way of the transgressor that is hard. And if you don't believe it, just ask the convict behind the bar. Ask the dope fiend, the gambler. Ask the drunkard whose children are hungry and cold because he is such a slave to drink that he spends his earnings in the saloon. Judas found the way of the transgressor so hard that he committed suicide just a few hours after he deserted Christ. Don't say the Christian life is the hard way, for that's not true. Christ said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Maybe your excuse is that you cannot find a perfect church. You say, I won't be a Christian until I find a perfect church. Well, I'm not surprised that you can't find a perfect church, but don't let that keep you from giving your heart to Christ. Do you know you won't ever find a perfect church here on earth? And if you ever did find one and you joined it, well, it wouldn't be perfect any longer after you got in it. An excuse that many give is that there are too many hypocrites in the church. But remember this, if you stumble over the hypocrite, it is a sure sign the hypocrites are ahead of you. You couldn't stumble over them if they were behind you. And here's something else to think of. The hypocrites are not going to heaven. And if you refuse to give your heart to Christ just because you don't like the hypocrites, you won't go to heaven either. But you will have to spend all eternity with a hypocrite you don't like. Did you ever think that a hypocrite is really a wonderful recommendation for genuine Christianity? Did you ever see a counterfeit penny? No. Why? Because it isn't worth counterfeiting. Did you ever see a counterfeit dollar? Yes. Why? Because its value makes it worth counterfeiting. Did you ever see a counterfeit infidel? No. Why? Because infidelity is not worth counterfeiting. Did you ever see a counterfeit Christian? Yes. Why? Because there's a value in genuine Christianity that makes it worthwhile, for selfish reasons, to imitate. God wants you to be a genuine Christian. Did you ever hear this excuse? I'm good enough as I am. Why, that's a common one. Friends, it's better to be moral than immoral, but your standing in the sight of man will never save you in the sight of God. If good works, morality, will save a man, God would not be fair or just. For instance, here's a fellow whose parents are of strong character. In early youth, they watch him carefully, keep him from bad companions, and give him a good education. Here's another fellow, born in the slums of a big city. His parents are drunkards, thieves, blasphemers. They teach him to swear, drink, and steal, and encourage him to mix with the vilest in the places of deepest sin. If morality saved, what fair chance would that boy have compared with the others? Well, I'll leave it to you to give the answer. If your excuse is that you think you are too big a sinner, I would like to remind you that Christ died for the ungodly, and that he came to seek and to save that which is lost. Why, if you were not a real sinner, you wouldn't need a real Savior. The great apostle Paul said that he was the chiefest of sinners, but the Lord saved him, and he can do the same for you. The last excuse we will look at is this one. Some say, I'm afraid my friends will laugh at me if I give my heart to Christ. Did you say your friends will laugh? I don't believe it. Not your real true friends. They won't laugh. For when you take a stand for Christ, you are taking a stand for the highest ideal ever known to man. And any person who laughs at you for taking a stand for the highest ideals ever known to man is not your friend, but your bitter enemy. And the sooner you find it out, the better. In closing, let me say that every listener who is not a true Christian will be wise to not make any excuses. They might be accepted, and you might miss heaven. Instead of making an excuse, accept the Lord Jesus Christ who died for you. Accept him as your own Savior, and you will be happy in this life and in the life eternal which is to come. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we pray that this simple message may be a blessing to those who have heard. May not one be guilty of rejecting thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, but may each one accept him as their own personal Savior. We pray in his precious name. Amen. I wish you would listen very closely the next few seconds, would you? And don't let anybody in the room whisper or visit, because I'm going to tell you something that's in my heart. Would you like to know what is in the heart of this preacher? Listen. There's a burning desire to give the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to the masses. There's a burning desire to obey the Great Commission. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You may not be a preacher, but if you are a Christian, you are responsible before God to do your best to send the gospel to others. We should keep the gospel on the air until Jesus comes in the air. We need your help. It costs a lot of money to broadcast over a chain of 5 stations. This is the hardest time of the year to finance, because many are so busy about other things they forget to support the Lord's work. You won't do that, will you? Don't leave this responsibility to someone else. They may forget too. If you are in a home with a group of friends, why not be good enough to take up a little offering right now and send it in? If you are alone or with your family, we appeal to you too. To everyone who sends in a radio offering this week, we will send a beautiful 1942 scripture text calendar. It is a large size calendar with the lovely colored Bible pictures. We will also enclose a copy of the poem used on this broadcast some time ago. Old Doc Brown has moved upstairs. Those 2 gifts will go to everyone sending in an offering. Be sure to mention what station you heard us over. That is very important. Address your letter to Pastor Watson Archie, Calvary Temple, Winnipeg, Manitoba. If you forget that, just Calvary Temple, Winnipeg, will reach. God bless. We've enjoyed our little visit round the fireside. We hope you have enjoyed it too. Let's plan right now that our paths will cross again next Sunday night at the same time and the same place. So until then, this from our hearts, we say, whoever you are and wherever you are, in a palace or a cottage, on the prairie or by the sea, may God bless and keep you. And you. And you. Good night.
From Calvary Temple in Winnipeg, we have brought you the Gospel Fireside Hour, the regular Sunday evening broadcast conducted by Pastor Watson Archie.